we'll do the salutation to the Triple Gem person. Arahang sama sambudo bhagawa buddhang bhagawantang abhiwademi. Suakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami. Supatipanno bhagavato saukasango sanghang namami. Okay, you all can be seated. Then turn to page 5 of the chanting book. The retreat version. We can recite together. We recite the English version. Okay. Ain't be able to assist. Those who know also, you can also chant together. To the Blessed One, the Lord, who fully attained perfect enlightenment, to the teaching which he expounded so well, and to the Blessed One's disciples who have practiced well. To this, the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha, we render with offerings our rightful homage. It is well to us that
the Blessed One,
having attained liberation, still had compassion for later generations. May these simple offerings
be accepted
for our long-lasting benefit and for the happiness
it gives us.
The Lord, the perfectly enlightened and blessed One, I render homage to the Buddha, the Blessed One. The teaching so completely explained
by him,
I bow to the Dhamma. The Blessed One's disciples who have practiced well, I bow to the Sangha. Now let us pay preliminary homage to the Buddha, homage to him, the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the Fully Enlightened One, homage to him, the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the Fully Enlightened One, homage to him, the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the Fully Enlightened One. Now let us chant in praise of the Buddha.
The Tathagata is the Pure One, the Perfectly Enlightened One. He is impeccable in conduct and understanding, the Accomplished One, the Knower of the World. He trains perfectly those who wish to be trained. He is the teacher of gods and humans. He is awakened and holy. In this world, with his gods, demons, and kind spirits, his seekers and sages,
celestial and human beings. He has by deep insight revealed the truth.
He has pointed out the Dhamma,
beautiful in the beginning,
beautiful in the middle,
beautiful in the end.
He has explained the spiritual life of complete purity in its essence and conventions. I chant my praise to the Blessed One. I bow my head to the Blessed One.
Now let us chant in praise of the Dhamma.
Well expounded is the Dhamma of the Blessed One, can be realized in the here and the now, beyond time, beyond thought, inviting investigation, leading inwards to the heart, Nibbana, can be understood by the wise, each for themselves. I chant my praise to the teaching. I bow my head to this truth.
Now let us chant in praise of the Sangha.
They are the Blessed One's disciples who have good conduct, who have upright conduct, who have wise conduct, who have dutiful conduct. That is the four paths, the eight kinds of noble beings. These are the Blessed One's disciples. Such ones are worthy of gifts, worthy of hospitality, worthy of offerings, worthy of respect. They give occasion for incomparable goodness to arise in the world. I chant my praise to this Sangha. I bow my head to this Sangha.
Now let us chant our salutation to the Triple Gem and a passage of encouragement.
The Buddha, absolutely pure with ocean-like compassion, possessing this clear insight of wisdom, destroyer of worldly self-corruption, devotedly indeed, that Buddha I revere. The teaching of the Lord, like a lamp, illuminating the path and its fruits, the deathless, that which is beyond the conditioned world, devotedly indeed, that Dhamma I revere, the Sangha, the most fertile ground for cultivation, those who have realized peace, awaken after the accomplished one, noble and wise, all longing abandoned, devotedly indeed, that Sangha I revere. This salutation should be made to that which is worthy, through the power of such good action, may all obstacles disappear. One who knows things as they are has come into this world, and he is an Arahant, a perfectly awakened being, purifying the way, leading out of delusion, coming and directing to perfect peace, and leading to enlightenment. This way he has made known. having heard the teaching, we know this, birth is suffering, aging is suffering, sickness, disease is suffering, and death is suffering, sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief, and despair are suffering. Association with the dislike is suffering. Separation from one's loved ones and our prized possession is suffering. Not attaining one's wishes is suffering. In brief, the five aggregates of grasping are suffering. These are as follows: identification with the body, identification with the feeling, identification with perception, identification with mental formations, identification with consciousness. For the complete understanding of this, the Blessed One in His lifetime frequently instructed His disciple in just this way. In addition, He further instructed,
Vichanda Pali,
Rupang anicjang, Vedana anicjang, Sanya anicjang, Sankara anicjang, Vinyanang anicjang, Rupang anatta, Vedana anatta, Sanya anatta, Sankara anatta, Sabbeyanang anatta, Sabbe sankara anicca, Sabbe sankara anatta te.
Sabbe dhamma anatta te.
Okay. Then we continue with English.
All of us are bound by birth, aging, sickness, and death, by sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief, and despair, bound by suffering and obstructed by suffering. Let us all aspire to complete freedom from suffering. The Blessed One, who long ago attained parinibbana, is our refuge. So too are the Dhamma and the Sangha. Attentively we follow the pathway of that Blessed One with all of our mindfulness and strength. May then the cultivation of this practice lead us to the end of every kind of suffering.
Okay, we will do the closing homage in Pali.
Arahaṃ sammāsambuddho bhagavā buddhaṃ bhagavantaṃ abhivādemi. Svakkhato bhagavata dhammo dhammaṃ namassāmi. Supatipanno bhagavato sāvaka saṅgho saṅghaṃ namāmi.
Okay, yeah, can we sit down? Okay, now turn to page 1 of the original chanting book, the retreat chanting book. We will administer the precepts now. So from today onward, those who are taking the 8 precepts, you will abide by the 8 precepts. But those who are taking 5 precepts, you don't worry. Yeah? You just follow us and chant the first 5. Yeah. So the 3rd precept, you can also chant Abrahmacharya, no problem, because at the retreat is celibacy. Yeah? Don't worry. Never mind. 6:15 supposed to start. Now also not back yet. Never mind. We go ahead. They can take the 8 precepts tomorrow or what. Okay. We will get Sister Amy to help us. We have already done the certification. Then now we will request for the 8 precepts. I think Sister Amy will lead us, so you all recite after her. We will use the Mayang Mita, no need to use Bante or Aya, just Mayang Mita.
Second. I think, good morning, dear brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Before we start to ask for 8 precepts administered by our brother Teo, let us pay respect 3 times. Buddham Pujemi, Dhammam Pujemi, Sanghaṁ pūjēmi, page 1 of the retreat chanting book, second part. Okay. Mayaṁ mittā ti saranena saha Atta silani yachama. Then we do together, yeah? Tutiyampi and Tatiyampi.
Yeah, better. So we are on the retreat chanting book, page 1, those who came in late.
Tutiyampi mayang mita tisaranena saha. Atta silani yachama tatiyampi mayang mita tisaranena saha atta silani yachama.
Okay. Then turn to page 3, I think. Yes. Atanga Sila, the 8 precept. Okay.
I think we're still page 2 also, we have to do.
Oh, we have to do. Okay. You take the refuge better. Okay. Continue. We chant together.
Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami, Dhammang saranang gacchami, Sanghang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Dhatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Okay. Ti saranena gamanang nittitam.
Amanita.
Together, huh? You all reply later on.
Again?
Huh? Again.
Amanita.
Okay, then turn to page 4, huh? The 8th precept. Together we shall recite, huh? So I will administer them together.
Panatipata viramane sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Adinadana viramane sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Abrahmacharya viramane sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Musavada viramane sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Suramerya majjhapamadatthana viramane sikkhapadang samadhiyami.
So for those who take the 8 precept, you continue. Eh? For those who take 5, you can stop.
Vikala bhojana viramane sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Naccha gita vadita visukha dasana mala gandha vilepana dharana mandana vibhusanatana viramane sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Uccasayana mahasayana viramane sikkhapadang samadhiyami.
Then you all must understand the deep meaning behind the taking of precept. Huh? I will now read to you. Imani atta sikkhapadani. The meaning is, these are the 8 precepts. Silena sugantin yanti. Means, sila or virtue is the source of spiritual happiness. Silena bhoga sampadan. Means, sila or virtue is the source of true spiritual wealth. Silena nimbuntin yanti. Sila or virtue is the source of spiritual peacefulness of mind. Tasma silang visoti. Therefore, let this sila or precepts or virtue be kept and purified. Then you all respond after I remind you all to undertake this 8 precepts. Ima ni atta sikha padani samadhiyami.
Ima ni atta sikha padani samadhiyami. Imani atta sikkhapadani samadhiyami. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Okay, for those who came in late, I just want to let you know today is the day 2, 24 August 2024. So day 2 of our retreat, we will now go into the cultivation more intensely in the sense that we will have the same full day routine. Yesterday was our first day, and what happened is half a day is traveling. By the time we came, prepare everything, we only get to start at 2 o'clock. So today we will have the full day. So do pay attention and develop the faith, sadha, virya. Then everything you do, maintain mindfulness. If you want to progress, that is what you must do. Be mindful to be heedful. Okay? Now we will continue with the next scheduled program. Okay, good. As you can see, 6:15 to 6:45 is supposed to be our morning puja, followed by simple mindfulness exercise. Okay, we still got 3 more minutes or what? Okay, we will do this mindfulness exercise, or some simple stretching exercise. Then after that, we can have our 30 minutes of meditation practice. Okay, get ready the weight, this type of weight, or your water bottle, then we assemble over that side, okay? Okay, we still can have half an hour of awareness-based meditation. Let us off the light. Then you all can develop your sitting or lying down meditation, formal meditation. Just relax body and mind, the first support, followed by maintaining awareness. The fourth support is stabilizing the awareness. Then the fourth support for those who already have the training and stabilize their mindfulness already, you can do the fourth support, which is trust. Okay, so off the light, off all the light. All the light there, so that we can start. Okay, I will write the 4 supports on the whiteboard so that later on you all can recall what they are. You can slowly, mindfully come out of your meditation. What you should learn to develop is whatever vibration within nature that you can hear. In this temple environment, there are a lot. Like the chirping of the birds, the insects, the whatever vibration from nature, the weather, in fact the running stream and many other things. There are a lot of man-made sound too. But whatever it is, your nature's awareness, aware, finish. The skill that you must develop is not to fall asleep, understand? Because when you fall asleep, unless you're very tired, but most of the time when you are aware, that first sound of the snoring, before the thing ends, you're already aware, you pick it up. That is the training. Means your awareness nature can pick up whatever arises. But when you pick it up, you become aware, finish. Then let another sense data come in to your senses. Then you train. Every time arise, cease. Arise, end. Means whatever aware, finish. Then the thought will not continue. Otherwise, your habitual tendency or your habitual mundane thinking, they will continue to perceive, react, stir, become emotional and affected. Then you feel the lack of peace. Actually, it's the mundane mind creating its own chaotic, heedless thinking and activity. But once you let it be, it will relax and settle down. Then it will return to its original state before the stirring, before the movement, activity. Where that nature is just aware. Understand? Then when you sit, after you exercise, do some mindfulness, you realize very easy to sit. You are relaxed. You settle down very fast. Then when you silence your mind, suddenly you and nature become one. We have the stillness energy here very strong. Yeah. Then you can actually like be with that nature. Yeah. Then whatever arises, away, finish. Don't follow. Yeah. But the skill is not to fall asleep, because for new people, you cannot maintain awareness. Most of the time, you are either actively, consciously thinking and become heedless, or you cannot actually have any moment of silence without thought. So that mind, the mundane thinking, is very habitual. The chattering, the verbalization, the reaction. You create a lot of things inside your mundane activity, mundane mind. And that is why you all cannot settle down. The awareness-based meditation cannot kick in. So what you need to understand is the four support. The four support for awareness-based meditation. Relax means relax into every, what they call, mind state that arise. Both body and mind. If you've got tension, got stress, relax into it. Be at ease. Understand? Be natural. Be normal. Don't tense up. Don't try to do anything. Then if you detect any part got stress, relax into it. And when you can do that, you will not have stress. Because we are so sensitive. Any small thing that stress you out, you are aware already. So the sensitivity of mind arise when your mindfulness is being developed. Okay? Then whatever you do, all your turning, movement, activity, aware. Even to collect your thing, arising from your seat, standing, walking, movement, do your shoe rack, whatever, aware. Maintain awareness. Okay? So now you can go for your breakfast. Then remember, 8:30, we meet here to start our sharing again. So it's supposed to be morning chanting and reflection. So I will do some short reflection. Then after that, we will have our Dhamma sharing again. Yeah? Okay? So now you break. You pay respect, mindfully. Then you break for breakfast. Yeah? So see you at 8:30. Yeah?